Now to Baghdad and a story that challenges the perception that all Sunnis and Shiites hate each other. Some do, but in many areas they are neighbors, classmates, and co-workers. In the past, at least, they have intermarried. NPR's Alice Fordham found them competing in a hard-fought Ramadan game.
There's a kind of serious hilarity to this scene as people get ready to play the game of Mahabis. We're here in the Garden Club in Jadriya in Baghdad in the afternoon. It's during Ramadan, but it doesn't seem to be being very strictly observed. There's quite a lot of cups of tea being drunk and cigarettes being smoked. And the men are getting into white robes and lining up against crimson and orange silk curtains as they prepare to split into two teams and play this game of deceit.
Honestly, I spent 50 years playing this game.
So says Adel Al-Kaisi, the leader of one of the teams.
This game is only in Iraq, not in other Arab countries. Since the Abbasi Empire, it's a heritage, and we maybe will become more and more years. It's just Iraqi-specific game.
Casey explains Mahabis, this traditional Ramadan entertainment. From a team of around 30 men, one is chosen to hide a ring in his hand. All 30 then assume faces of stony indifference as the captain of the other team tries to guess who's hiding it. If he guesses right, his team gets a point. And how many points do you need to win?
11, maybe 13.
11, maybe 13.
Maybe 13, maybe 16, maybe 21.
Well, that's clear. Casey moves off to join in the manly singing and dancing that's a big part of the preparation to play. The opposing team's leader, Abbas Tabra, comes to sit with me. He says they used to play at night, outside, but these days a bomber might attack their noisy crowds. He is fed up with the sectarian violence that's become a lethal part of life here. We don't have this thing, he says. In the ordinary neighborhoods, we don't have it. I'm Sunni, but my nephews, my uncles are Shiite. In fact, the game today is between men from a Shiite-dominated neighborhood called Kambar Ali and a Sunni one, Zayuna. The guys say they quite often invite a neighborhood from the other sect over to play as a kind of Ramadan gesture of goodwill. This man, Ra'id Abbas, is watching the game. He is from a Shiite area and says they go over to Sunni areas for friendly games. It's a message of unity, of brotherhood, he says. There's even an elegant man with silver rings on his long fingers who's a commander in the Shiite militia known as the Mahdi Army. He tells me that these games are 100% a chance to show cross-sectarian brotherhood, second only to supporting the national soccer team. A couple hours after the allotted time, we're ready to start the game. A master of ceremonies in an embroidered hat recites a poem of welcome. To pick who goes first, a coin is flung in the air. The ring is hidden. And abruptly, all that exuberance disappears. 30 faces immediately assume the kind of aggressive nonchalance you wouldn't sit next to on the bus. Our team leader, Adel Casey, moves up and down, peering into the men's eyes. He eliminates as he goes, gets down to the last few guys, and then he gets it wrong. 1 point to Kambar Ali. But the games go on all night, and they might be a good chance for reaching out, but as one competitor, Sadiq Abu Zahra, tells me, we're still merciless. He says, of course. They're wars. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.